Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And this is a look at Uranus as it moves back into Aries. And so just to do a little bit of a recap, on May 27th last year, 2010, Uranus moved into Aries. For the first time, it was crossing the spring equinox point in nearly 84 years. And then on August 13th, it went back into Pisces and has been in Pisces since then. On March 11th, 2011, it moves back into Aries. And then, of course, there's the whole spring equinox sun conjunction with Uranus that can only happen once in many lifetimes. And I talked about that in the recording on the spring equinox. So this is a huge time to have Uranus moving into Aries so close to the spring equinox, conjuncting the sun at the spring equinox time. And the other piece of that is there is a full moon at perigee, at its closest approach to the Earth, that intensifies this spring equinox, to have a full moon so close to the spring equinox at perigee with Uranus conjunct the sun. Those three things coming together is extremely rare and powerful and lets us know this is no ordinary time. Any time that Uranus is crossing the Aries spring equinox point, that would be true. But it's especially true when we consider these other factors. So Uranus will be traveling through the Aries realm until May 15th, 2018, when it first moves into Taurus. It will be in Taurus until November 6th, 2018, when it moves back into Aries for a time. And then on March 6th, 2019, it will move into Taurus permanently. So if you are a person who has Uranus in one of the cardinal signs on your natal chart, either Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, then over this next few years, up until sometime in 2019, there's an opportunity for you to go through a Uranus initiation in relationship to the energies of Uranus. And if you're curious to know more about that, you can listen to the Uranus audio. Also, if you have natal planets or angles or nodes in these cardinal signs of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, then sometime over this next few years, you will also experience a Uranus transit to that particular part of your chart. So, for example, I have Mars in Capricorn at 3.5 degrees, and I will be having Uranus go square that this year. I have Venus in Aries at 27 degrees. I will have Uranus conjunct that in a few years. And I am also in the Uranus in Cancer generation. So Uranus will square my natal Uranus in the next probably 6 or 7 years. So it is an exciting time for people to be conscious of this, even if you do not have anything that will be activated by Uranus over this coming time. And if you want to find your Uranus generation, I have created a table for you to find that. If you want to find, if you want to know when you may have a Uranus transit over your natal Uranus and you know the degrees of that, I'm creating a table that will give you that information as well. And if you don't know any of that information, I will post a link so you can get a free natal chart. And if you want help or assistance with that, I'm of course available for sessions, so you can contact me for that. So just to look at this placement of Uranus crossing the spring equinox so close to the spring equinox, it's coming back on March 11th, but by March 21st, the sun and Uranus will be exactly conjunct within just a few short hours of the precise spring equinox. And as I mentioned in an earlier recording on the spring equinox, this is something that has not happened in 335 years, to have Uranus this close to the zero Aries point at the spring equinox, and it won't happen this close again for at least another 335 years. It's a unique time. It's just another indication of the accelerated times we're living in and how Uranus is showing up to help accelerate our evolution and consciousness as it crosses this solar gateway with the sun at the time of balance, the equinox, equal day, equal night, balancing all of the polarities. Uranus is hitting that point of balance, that balance point. And we could think of this as even balancing the polarity between heaven and earth, bringing heaven to earth, living heaven on earth, because Uranus is a celestial world planet. It is connected to the celestial realms, and it is about clearing all the blocks and all the energies that prevent us from fully living our divine destiny. And as I shared in the previous recording, sometimes these events can be disruptive and challenging, but it is designed to get us in greater alignment with our own personal divine design and the divine design of a planet as a whole. So working with balance, how are we living our lives in balance? This is a great question to be with as Uranus works with this. Aries also is an archetypal energy that is committed to a worthy, noble cause, something that they can put 100% of their energy into. And if we think of Uranus crossing this Aries point, having a cause, a worthy cause, whether that is coming into personal balance in your own life or helping to come into personal balance in your own life and extending that into how to create greater balance in the in your experience in the outer world and supporting other people and coming into that balance, then this is a great cause for Aries to be committed to. We could say that this Aries energy is seeking the cause that it can align with, it can feel is noble, is worthy, is righteous, is, a healthy, good cause. One of the challenges could be the shadow of this is maybe seeing things as black and white and wanting to impose that perspective on others. This is the way that it needs to be. But ultimately, creating freedom, this is what Uranus is all about, the freedom for people to be who they genuinely, authentically are, creating the new rules, the new structure, the new form that helps us to live authentically our purpose, our the fulfillment of what our soul is here for. And so Uranus in Aries is like a champion for that particular energy to create the space for that to happen. So one of the things that we can say about Uranus is that it is unbounded spaciousness. It's beyond the physical realm. It's detached from the physical and emotional for the cosmic perspective. So that once it has that perspective, it can bring in innovative ideas, experiment with new ways of doing things to see what really works, and really celebrates uniqueness of individuals that in a way is also connected to the unified field where everyone can experience the freedom of who they are, to express who they truly are. So it has a lot to do with innovation, with having the objective awareness to create new ways of doing things and to create the change that is necessary. So the revolutionary energies that are happening now with the strong move, Jupiter's move into Aries in January of 2011, sparking all of the revolutions that we've seen around the planet. And that this the sky god, Uranus, is assisting humanity in coming into a time of greater awareness, self-awareness, awakening, quickening our awakening. if we think of Aries in the spring time as a quickening time, when things are growing really fast and moving quicker than, at normal times, and oftentimes we describe Aries as the velocity addicts, as the archetypal energy that loves things to happen fast. Uranus does too, coming from the celestial realm where things happen instantly, and then doing its best to operate in the middle world where things happen slowly, sometimes really slowly, but slowly at best, to come into form. So there can be a great impatience with this energy, and sometimes a desire to rebel against the old structures and forms. And this can be a healthy thing when it's moving it to towards an evolutionary leap. And it can also then sometimes be destructive if it's just rebelling for the sake of rebelling. So using the brilliance of the Uranian perspective, cosmic perspective, to create action, because Aries is very actional, to create action that furthers a sense of greater freedom and evolution for all beings to live their true authentic self is one of the ways to energize and work with Uranus moving through Aries. So again, also working with the polarities, and you know, when we're at the equinox, it's the balance of light and dark. The day is of equal length as the night. And when we balance these polarities within ourselves and we come into a place of balance, then the world around us will begin to reflect that. And I think I might have mentioned in the last audio the idea of how this is Uranus moves fast. And again, the quickening of the energy and the jump to hyperspace or moving into an evolutionary leap that is being struck by lightning in a good way. Something that is like one minute it's one way, and then the next minute there's this whole other reality, this whole new level of consciousness and awareness that has we've been impacted by, that may come out of completely nowhere, that we have no idea where it might be coming from. So again, the process of trust, the process of surrender, the process of trusting these unknown events as they are manifesting and coming forward, and the process of surrendering to what needs to be released and to let go, the things that are leaving and are changing, and embracing the unknown new energies that are coming in to bring a balance, to bring the balance between heaven and earth, between the celestial and the earthly. This is the great gift that Uranus in Aries brings us for the next several years.